We're in the middle of National Teachers Month, which aims at recognizing teachers for the work that they do every day. But as artificial intelligence is increasingly becoming part of our lives, we take a look at its place in the classroom and lecture halls. I'm Marlene Fischer. Matthew DeRuys, Deputy Registrar for Academics at Boston City Campus, says it's important to be aware of the pros and cons of artificial intelligence.
The biggest benefit that it has is it can personalize the learning experience for students.
So at Boston City Campus, this is done using what they call an AI tutor.
Students is able to go in and engage with the AI tutor. They can ask any questions. They can then have those questions fed back to them, simplified, ask for it to be expanded, ask for questions, or ask for that to be presented in a scenario. So the student's able to get 24/7 support in line with how they need it.
One thing that AI cannot and should not do is to help students to pass exams.
AI's intent is not to replace a lecturer or an educator or a teacher, but what it can do is it can create an environment where that student can learn at their own speed. So AI is not going to pass an exam for a student, but it's going to help the student get ready to pass that exam themselves.
So what would that look like?
Depending at the different year, someone doing it in grade 8 to someone doing it at a first year within higher education, there's going to be a different way to do things. You need to structure your learning that it's not replacing or not allowing a student to only go, I want to put this answer in and now I can submit the assessment. You might need to change how you're creating your assessments. You might have now more projects where students are able to use AI to engage, but they shouldn't be getting the full answer from that. So you need to look at how it's going to best benefit your students, but not replace the learning experience completely.
According to DeRuys, it's important to remain cognizant of how AI evolves and how to use it effectively and ethically. This will look different depending on the class and the student. Here's his advice.
So I think there's definitely been an overall shift where there's a growing demand for work-ready graduates to understand how everything works in the digital environment. That is the way that the workplace currently is. It's way more digitalized than it was in the past. As an institution, you need to focus in on how to create a graduate who is work-ready and who is able to utilize these tools when they enter the job markets. So the integration of technology has definitely created new learning ecosystems and transformed the way that students are learning and the students are then providing that information. It's the same in the work environment. Students now have to be able to engage digitally. They have to be able to use AI to enhance what they're doing, but they still need to do this ethically and effectively. Students cannot go into the workplace thinking that AI can replace everything and use it in an unethical way where they're not aware of the risks to privacy, etc. So students need to understand how to utilize AI and technology more broadly to be in the best position possible to succeed in the workplace.
In South Africa, one cannot get away from the fact that many students still don't have access to the necessary technology. And one of the ways to work around that, according to DeRuys, is to provide access points or facilities where students can access the relevant services.
We have 47 support centers around the country. Our students are able to go into a support center to access all of their digital infrastructure. We're placing students in a position to be able to gain all these competencies while we take care of how they're going to access them.
In the end, DeRuys says that the aim of AI isn't to replace educators, it's a tool to assist you to deliver a better service.
As is the case in all industries and not only in education, I think some people are hesitant when they look at AI. There's multiple reasons why that might be. But I think once you start engaging with it, once you start being upskilled, and I think this is something that really is important, is providing that training and that digitalization and that, you know what I mean, as I say, building those competencies within the educator so they can transfer those to the students. That is really, really important. So there probably across the board is not enough of an understanding of how to utilize AI correctly, because people either look at it and you see these are the downsides and you jump to that being the only conclusion. But they're definitely, with a lot of training and a lot of upskilling and a lot of engagement with it, I think it creates a comfort, which then means people can get the best out of it. And this, the same holds true for students.
And a bit of skepticism could be valuable.
There's value in approaching all of these concepts with some hesitancy at first, so you fully understand what they are capable of doing, or you fully understand the negatives before you can get all the positives. You need to understand what they can't provide before you understand what they can provide. But you have to be mindful of what the downsides are at the same time, so you can properly structure and make use of these in a way that's best for all.
That was Matthew de Roos, Deputy Registrar for Academics at Boston City Campus. I'm Marlene Fouchier for Jacaranda Newswatch.